great. But until we address the psychology that's happening underneath of our eating habits, we're not going to address why we're thinking about food all the time, why we're seeking food, why we feel so out of control around it.
Yeah. Yeah. And so the ultimate goal is getting them to that place where they understand that it's a habit and that those urges are just a habit that can be shifted. Mm-hmm. So how do you bridge the gap then between that hiding in the pantry, sneaking food, like running through the drive-through, that kind of behavior with that shift? What is the process that you're taking them through?
So the first thing we always want to do is we want to acknowledge what's happening in our brain. So for simplicity purposes, we have our higher brain and we have our lower brain. This goes by a lot of different names. We can say like our animal brain and then like our logical brain. And, you know, there's a lot of different ways to describe these two parts of our brain. But basically our higher brain is the one that knows, hey, I don't want to binge. I want to be healthy. I want to achieve my goals. I want to do X, Y, Z.